And now I want you to think about your ideal money story. And look, your ideal money story might not be a story that you buy in today. It might be a story that will take you a while to get, and that's okay. Okay? The idea of creating and writing down your ideal money story is to be aware of where you want to go when it comes to money and what type of relationship it is you want with money. And that could be like, for example, my ideal money story is I always have enough money for all my desires in advance. I always have money for my mentoring, for me, for self-care, for rent, for food, for savings. I always have more than enough. This is my story. When money comes, I invest very wisely, and I always save a piece of it, and I always give back. See, these are my rules of money. So you get to change. In order to change, you got to just change it. What is your ideal money story? Right? Now, and this is going to be very, very important. When it comes to money, especially with women, there can be a lot of emotional blocks with money and emotional blocks with this energy, right? And these emotions, like if we look at it with light and we see the truth in it, we see the gift in it, can be a beautiful lesson and beautiful breakthrough, can literally offer us a breakthrough when it comes to money.